Bibles to the book of Colossians, a sermon entitled, Who Are We? Let me ask you, who are you? Colossians. Chapter 2, we're going to start in verse 6. Amen. The Word of God says, As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead boldly, and you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power. In Him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead. And you being dead in your trespasses and in circumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting and requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and He has taken it out on the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which also a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, introducing into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, verse 19, and not holding fast to the head from whom all the body nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments grows with all increase that is from God. And verse 20, therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourself to regulations? Who are we? Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you. We ask you, help us, guide us. Let our lives, God, be an instrument of praise, a testimony for others to see, a life that is lived for you, God. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Are you who others say you are? Are you who society says you are? Are you who you think you are? Ask yourself this question this morning. Who are you? Who are we? We've had people tell us that we are this and we are that. And can I tell you, sadly, folks, we begin to believe who people say we are. If somebody tells you enough, this is what you are, in our minds, we will begin to believe exactly what they say. We compare ourselves to others, and when we come short, we begin to think less of ourselves. We've heard words in the past that it might be, it might have been 10, 15, 20, even 30 years ago. But yet, because they've said them so much, we believe them as if they were just said moments ago. We think because those words were spoken, that that is the person or the people that we are. We think we are failures. We think we are failures because we've accepted Christ. Too many people think, amen, and they say things like, you could have done something better with yourself. Why did you do that? You had such a great future for yourself. You know, when I joined the army, immediately, I was stationed in Hawaii. I was in charge of doing the water, introduction to every person that came into the island there in Schofield Barracks. I had anywhere from a private all the way to a two-star general, and every single person that came into the island at one point or another had to go through my class. They could not escape it, not the private all the way to the top general. Every single person, folks, had to come in, and I had senior level leaderships come up and say, Sergeant Barajas, you're going to go and you're going to do great and mighty things for the U.S. Army. I had sergeant majors, they would come up and they would give me awards and they would give me accolades and they would do things and they would come and they would say, as you, go up, you're going to do great things. I surrendered my life to Christ, and I had, my leadership group tell me, why are you doing that? You're lessening yourself by following God. You have a great future in the army. Why are you cutting yourself short? Can I tell you? In an instant of time, I almost believed it. In a moment, when my commander said to me, Sergeant Barajas, you're ruining your career. I said, sir, my career is over. I said, I don't have a career in the army no more. I'm now in the army of the Lord. But yet, folks, we can think that because we accepted Christ, now, in a sense, we've become failures. For whatever reason, we feel the temptations that are luring us to what is being spoken. We become afraid to enjoy, and have a good time. Because how many people have said Christians are not supposed to be, having a good time? You're supposed to be serious. You're supposed to be a certain way. So I tell you, what is a Christian supposed to be? Who are we? If people tell you, you can't laugh because you're a Christian. What? Right? You can't do this because that's not a Christian way. You're not supposed to have a good time as a Christian. Can I tell you, that's what lured me. I would see people coming out of church. They were there. They were laughing. They were enjoying. They were there, giving each other five, and I was a miserable young man. And I said, what's wrong? What's wrong with them? Why am I not? What's wrong with me? See, the world says you're weak if you accept Christ. You're narrow-minded. You got great potential. They tell you and I, if you follow the Lord, you're in the state, you are in a state of weakness. That's what the world says to Christians. You can think and you can do all things by yourself. Why do you need a Jesus to be able to tell you how to live your life? You're weak, people say. So you go, amen, through some difficult times. You go through hard times. And you begin to say to yourself, does God not care about me? You walk around with your head down. You mope, you walk, you tumble, amen, and you feel ultimately defeated. You lose your desire to serve or do anything because in your mind, because I accepted Christ, now I'm going through these hard times almost as a punishment for the things that I've done. Can I tell you that's a lie from hell? Amen. God is not going to punish you. You know, one of the things that I hear is, well, when I accepted Christ, everything became hard. How many have ever heard that? Right? It's just that you were not an offense to the devil, folks. Amen. The devil didn't care because you were his puppet. Now, amen, now things are coming, and the first thing we say, well, it's all started happening because if I would not have accepted Christ, my life would have been better. You would have been blowing smoke sooner or later. See, we drag around. We ignore people because we don't want to hear. We don't want to understand. We go in and out of church. We come in, but we leave. We're the first ones to leave. We don't want to stick around. We don't want to talk to nobody. Have you ever felt that way? Maybe you might be feeling that way right now. Maybe that's exactly where you are. Can I tell you, who you are is far from who you might think, amen, you truly are in Christ and because of Christ. See, Paul here in our text, folks, he is writing to the church in Colossae. The people in the church, have been assaulted by all kinds of people with all kinds of different ideas. They were told that they were nothing if they didn't do the things, that people were, piling up on top of them. They were on the verge of losing who they were in Christ. In our lives, in the same manner, we've been told all kinds of different things also. If you're ever going to amount to anything, this is how you have to do it. How many have ever been told that? If you're ever going to be somebody, this is what you have to do. This is how you're going to have to dress. You can't dress the way you're dressing now because how you're dressing now is not going to get you anywhere. This is how much money you got to have. If you don't have, amen, by the age of 35, X amount, by the time you, amen, reach a retirement age, you're not going to be able to retire. You're not who God wants you to be. How many of you know that we are told those things time and time and time again? You're not. This is not who God wants you to be. Can I tell you, my dad still calls me and he says, you messed up. Or when I talk to my dad, he says, you messed up. You had a great future ahead of you. And you decided to follow this. See, in our lives, this is what we've been told. And we've been told that if we do not do A, B, and C, then we're failures. You're an outsider. In a way, amen, you are not worth much. But can I tell you what Christ says? In verse 10 of our text, Christ says, you are complete. We are complete in Christ. In Christ, folks, we have everything that we need. It means that we are finished. Nothing needed. Because we are in Christ. In Christ, folks, amen. You and I are more than sufficient. You are everything that you need to be because you are in Christ. In verse 12 and 13, it tells us, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your trespasses, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together. He has made alive together with him, having forgiven you of all trespasses. In other words, folks, you are alive. You are in a new life. You are not who you used to be. The neighborhood boys around the hood in California, we were called the ghetto busters. Can I tell you, amen, that's not who we are no more. People around us would tell us, either you're going to end up dead or you're going to end up in jail because of the things that you are doing. See, who we were is not who we are now. You are not that person. You are not the person that you, amen, continually, amen, bring yourself back in who you used to be. Your old self, amen, listen, your old self. That sinful, nasty, dirty person died on the cross when you said, Lord, I accept you into my life. Now you are forgiven, complete. You are loved because of one thing, of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you are alive in Christ this morning, then you have, amen, to live like that means something to you. Too many Christians, we know that we are born again, but yet we live our old life. We know that we are made anew, but yet we live like our old lives. See, many of us don't realize that we have been given another opportunity. Because we are living in our old shells. You're not that person. Why are we continually going back to who we were? Verse 20. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourself to regulations? Can I tell you, if we're free, why do we continually put the shackles back on our feet? If you're free, why are we trying to live in somebody else's standards and regulations, rules? If we're free, we are free from living a life of sin. If we're free, can I tell you? We're free from the condemnation of our past guilts. Many of us say statements like, God doesn't love me because this is what I've done. Many of us make statements like, I will accept Christ, but I know that I cannot get too close to Christ because these are the things that I've done and we're held in bondage by the things that we've done in our past. If that's the case, why does the Word of God say, he who the Son sets free is free indeed? We're free from the condemnation. Listen, when the devil comes and he tells you, do you remember? Just agree with him. Say, yes, devil, I remember, but that's not who I am. Amen? Devil, I remember. My brothers, amen, when I witness to them, they tell me, who are you to tell me, amen, what I should do? This is what you used to do. What you're telling me right now not to do is what you used to do. Who are you? And I tell them, yes, that's who I was. But it's been 27 years. If you don't understand that by now, then you're never going to understand it. Jesus wants to set you free also. You have an all-access pass. Ooh. You don't just have the key to get in. You have an all-access pass to get into Christ, where Christ is. If you have been set free, then why are we still living like this? You know why we live the way that we live? Because we believe the hype and we believe the lies. We've been told all our lives that you are never going to amount to anything. So even though we are in Christ and we know that the Word of God says that we've been born again, that we are set free, that no longer, amen, as Jesus resurrected, so our lives are alive in Him. But because we've been told so long, we are in Christ, but yet we're still in bondage. The devil has lied, and he whispers. You know, I love the noise, amen, canceling things. I can't see why people wear them, but I love them. I can't see why people are walking in the store, and they're all like, and I'm like, what are you doing? They're canceling all the outside noise, folks. Can I tell you, that's what we have to do to the devil. As he begins to speak, devil, sorry, I don't understand you no more. Devil, you're not speaking the right language anymore. The language you're speaking now, well, the language you're speaking is different from the language that I speak now. Because I don't speak and I can't hear. Your lies are done. No more. And as I close, how do I get to who God says that I truly am? In chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, it says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. That's who you are and who you are in Christ. You have to renounce and you have to rebuke every opinion, every word that has been spoken onto your life. This is where you're going to go. You're not going to amount to anything. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus, because the glory of God this morning, amen, allows me to go where the King goes. I'm not going to let others take away who I am in you, Lord. It stops today. Devil, no more. Merba, what was the name of that movie that we saw where they were praying? Huh? War Room. She got down and she said, devil, I'm kicking you out. Devil, I'm throwing you out. You can't touch my house. You can't touch my husband. You can't touch my life, because I don't belong to you anymore. That's all you got to speak to the devil. But you know how we get... Devil, will you please let me go? Devil, will you please not mess with me anymore? I promise you that please don't do that to me no more. If that's the way you speak to the devil, then he's going to continue to harass you. Because you got to be serious when you talk to him. 1 Peter 5. Amen. 1 Peter 5. Eight and nine. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in your faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Stand firm. Speak to the devil the way God has told us to speak to him. Your lying to me, devil, is over. I'm going to move on. I will not heed your voice anymore. If you do this, you can live a complete, new, full life in blessings and in the grace of God, who has more for you than what you currently have now. See, God doesn't just, the devil takes everything from you. God adds and adds and adds and brings forth more and more and more. What God has for you, folks, is so in abundance. But you have to stop believing that you are nobody, because that's what we've been told. You're too young. Why don't you go out and do this before you do the things of religion? When in Christ, you can give yourself to Christ and he will give you everything that you desired and even more. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. Amen. Who are you? Who are we? Are we going to believe who the world says this is who we are? If you do that, then can I tell you, we will never amount to nothing, because the devil simply wants to keep you and I grounded and not to be able to amount and fly to new and greater horizons. If you are here in this place and you're not saved, if you are here in this place and you're not right with God, maybe you're backslidden, but you want to surrender your life to Christ, would you simply do one thing? All I want to do is pray with you. Would you lift up your hands? Surrender your life to Jesus this morning. Surrender your heart to the Lord. Surrender yourself to Jesus. Don't limit yourselves. There's a great horizon that is there before you. Amen. Church, let me speak to you. Maybe you've been told this is what you're going to be. And for a long time, you've believed it. Or for too long, you've believed it. You're alive in the same resurrection that God raised Jesus from the dead. You are alive this morning. You are set free, no longer bound. As the devil comes, You have to speak to the devil in words that he can understand. You can't be subtle. You have to be firm. You have to stand fast. And you have to say, devil, no longer. I am alive in Christ. I am made new in Christ. Who I was is no longer, because Jesus has changed me. Maybe for too long, folks, you have believed and you've lost the identity of your life. Jesus says, you are complete. Full. Nothing more is needed. That's who we are in Christ. Maybe for too long, people have said different things about you. Can we come to the altar this morning and say, God, that's not who I am no more. I will not accept those things. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Father, we love you. God, we thank you. Jesus, we magnify you. Oh, God, we love you. God, we love you. We thank you, Jesus. God, we magnify your name. God, we love you. We thank you, Jesus. We worship your name, God. Padre, tú eres grande. Tú eres majestuoso, todopoderoso, Señor. Oh, cry out to Jesus this morning. Let Jesus hear you. Let Jesus touch you this morning.
This is the
tell the devil, devil, you don't have an all access pass to my life. No more. My life has been bought by the blood of Jesus. My life is no longer yours to harass.
This is my daily bread.
My life is not, you don't have my address anymore. God, I love you. Jesus, I worship you. You know, we mess up in life. But how many know that if we mess up in the world says, you're done. Can I tell you? The grace and mercy that God has, that he knows that you and I are going to fall short of his glory time and time again. But he still says these words, my grace is sufficient for you. We can go this morning in peace. Yes, can I tell you? When we sin, go and sin no more. But if we fail, folks, life is not over in Christ. Get yourself up. Dust yourself off. Take another step in God. And that's what God has for our lives. Adrián, ¿puedes cerrar una oración?